With me, I have the Letterkenny coach, Adam Bratton, here today. Adam, 32-17 sounds a pretty one-sided game, but to be honest, and I think even the Letterkenny people who were quite nervous, I can assure you, at half-time, for 45-50 minutes, you were well in that game.
Yeah, it was a perfect start, Alec, and just kind of everything we talked about sort of rubbed off for us, and set piece was good, and we just sort of made a real fight out of everything, and for 40 minutes the energy was brilliant, and even 10 minutes into the second half we controlled territory, and we were just getting close to getting that initial point, extra point, to put it maybe 10-15 between us, and look, all the credit to Limavady, then they got one sniff, they scored, our heads went down a bit, and then they just landed that killer blow then. And yeah, look, probably a fair reflection on the second half. We're disappointed to not score any points. I mean, you can make every excuse under the sun and chop and change in personnel, but yeah, the second half just wasn't good enough.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you're playing against a side who've played 6-1-6, and by tonight, depending on the Irish result, could be top of the league. So, I mean, it's not as if it was a game that you... Put it this way, if you had got anything out of the game today, would have been a big, big bonus. But I think it's a learning process. And the one thing is, surely the young, some of the boys coming on who maybe haven't had a lot of experience of playing, must realise you play against what is probably one or two of the best sides in that league, and how well they can do it for so long. It's a matter now of concentration, fitness, and playing for 80 minutes.
100%, Alec, as you say, like, to go 60 minutes and, you know, really, really rock Limavady and then just not see it through, that's a learning curve. But it's a learning curve we've got to start putting into practice very, very soon, because we sort of can't keep going playing 60 minutes and getting found out in the sort of championship points of those last 10-15 minutes. And that just caught us today. But look, we'll regroup. We're a good tight group. We'll get around each other, dust ourselves off, and we'll be up for the challenge at Carrick next week at home. And it shows, you know, those sort of top three teams that we can mix it with them. So we should be going into Carrick, you know, with confidence that, you know, Dave Gallagher's a tough place to go and play.
But I mean, the thing about it is that you build on what you had today, and certainly, you know, if today, have you been beaten 32-17 and just about hung onto the game, it would have been totally different. And I have to say, like, I mean, you did show in that first half what you're capable of. And I mean, it's a young side, it's an inexperienced side, and you can only learn. And I would like to think that the next time I see you boys, a lot of the players will have improved a lot and will certainly have gained a lot from what they had today.
Yeah, 100%, Alec, and as you say, we'll review it, we'll watch the video and take the learnings from it, and try and improve week on week, and that starts with Tuesday night, getting prepared for Carrick.